Podcasts have a problem. Think about it. How many podcasts did you start and abandon before you found this one? Every article that promises podcasting's greatest hits features the same 10 shows everyone's already heard of. And the podcast app that you're playing this on, they're recommending the same podcast to you that they are to your high school gym teacher. Heard FM, a personalized podcast app, believes you deserve a unique podcast experience with recommendations tailored to your interests. Because when you recommend the same thing to everyone, you're not giving anyone the attention they deserve. When you download the app, you'll set up your interest profile, and every Monday you'll receive a new batch of podcasts that are made just for you. So stop looking for podcasts. Heard FM already found them for you. Download Heard FM on iOS and Android now.
Next time on Bloodlines, watch how a girl named Cat Wright makes things go oh so wrong.
You're not gonna want to miss this. Right, Cat Wright? Cat? Cat?
Cat!
I'm not the vampire.
Cat, are you okay?
I plead the fifth.
Come on, Kit Kat. If you get a move on, I can give you a ride to school.
Ugh, lucky me.
Hey, it's not my fault you're a virgin who can't drive.
Dad, you have got to stop watching Clueless before bed.
Spoken like a teenager who wants to take the bus on this fine morning.
Ugh. I'll be down soon.
Alrighty. Hey, big day. I'll see you downstairs.
Tandon Productions presents That Vampire Show. Episode 7, Just a Normal Sized Day.
Dun, 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 dun.
What are you humming?
Poor unfortunate souls. From The Little Mermaid.
Why?
Huh. I don't know. Just stuck in my head, I guess.
Do you think God has a sense of humor?
Everyone has a sense of humor, Kat. But not everyone's sense is right. Oh, like this one time in college.
Can I turn on the air? It's really warm in here.
It's 50 degrees outside.
Can I crack the window, then? I'm melting.
Is this about the episode airing today?
Is that today?
Sweetheart, we've talked about this. That Warren guy is the one whose name will be on the credits, not you. No one is going to think a high school contest winner had anything to do with changing the show. That would be insane.
I guess you're right.
I'm sure I am. As a very wise man once said...
Is that Allie?
I'm not sure that's what he said.
No, Allie, she's over there. Let me out here.
Okay. Your wish is my command.
Dad?
Yes?
Thanks.
Don't mention it, kid. Love you.
Allie? Allie? Allie, wait up! Hey, didn't you hear me yelling?
Guess not.
Oh, okay. Nothing like a little cardio to start the day. I've missed riding to school with you.
You mean me having you be your chauffeur?
No, that's not, Hey, are you cold? Here, take my scarf.
It's not in uniform.
Well, since when are you ever in uniform?
What do you want, Kat?
I guess I wanted to know if you wanted to come over and watch the new Bloodlines episode tonight. No one else knows what a train wreck it's gonna be, and... I could sure use the emotional support.
I'm not an emotional support dog, Kat. I have better things to do than just throw away my evening because you need someone to hold your hand.
No, I know. I didn't say that. I meant as a friend. As my best friend. I know it's been a little, tense, but...
That's not how it works, Kat.
I said I was sorry. I am. Do you want me to say it again?
You said a lot of other stuff, too. This isn't just a switch you can flip when you want to.
Oh.
I need some time. You probably do, too. Well, I have to go. I'm gonna be late for class.
We're in the same class.
You're cold, Coffee.
Good morning, Warren. Welcome back. Here's your coffee.
How do you do that?
Would you believe me if I said I was a witch?
No.
Then I don't have an answer for you.
Hey, I never asked. How was your trip home?
Careful, Warren. You might start to sound like you're taking an interest in my life.
Don't get used to it.
Babies are too loud. Someone should really look into that.
I'll drink to that.
Okay, that's enough small talk. We've got a big day ahead of us.
I've never understood that phrase, big day. What does it mean?
It's a day of great significance.
Yes, but small things can be significant too. Small things can force you to take notice, be a real thorn in your side. That's what that whole theory is based on, the one with the butterflies.
The butterfly effect?
Maybe. Why does no one ever say small but incredibly significant day? Have you seen my phone?
Check your left hand.
Ah, yes. The perfect hiding spot. Thank you.
As I was saying, it's a big, important day, so I need all the focus you can muster. The mid-season finale airs tonight. There's a small party happening in the lot afterwards.
Fun.
Which you can join after your behind-the-screens interview with Jocelyn Mathers.
Less fun.
This press is going to be huge for the show. People are going to want to hear from you.
Why can't I just go to the party for a bit and then do the interview?
We tried that. You fell out of the chair.
Okay, but not because I was drunk. The chair broke.
Ah, I see. So you want the headline to be that you're fat.
Point taken.
It will be a half hour max.
Is Jocelyn the one with the really nasally voice that I hate?
You hate all entertainment journalists, and most of them have really nasally voices, but yes.
Didn't I ask her to be replaced?
Every season for the last 5 years. But Jocelyn's very kind because she thinks you're cute.
Oh, really?
Plus, their show helped us facilitate the fandom contest. They want to hear how it went. I can assume I already know the answer to that question, but would you like to practice?
This is demeaning.
So, Mr. Young, you recently had an interesting visitor on your set. How was that?
The best day of my life. There should always be teenagers on set.
Yikes, Warren.
Why don't you just write me a script?
I've got one here.
Are you serious? God, no. I am an adult. I can do this. It was a real treat. There is nothing quite like getting to meet the minds of tomorrow. And Kat, if you're watching, and I'm sure you are, I hope you enjoyed the episode even more the second time around.
Just like that, but try not to grit your teeth in the interview. And maybe look like less of a serial killer, yeah?
Noted.
Here are some scripts ready for your revisions, and we need you on set in an hour. This is the suit for your interview tonight. Remember, show first, then the party. Warren?
Got it. Wear the suit in an hour to revise the party and have an interview on the scripts.
Warren!
I'm joking.
Hilarious.
Hey, Mina? It's going to be good, right?
I'm sure the interview will be fine.
No, I meant the...
I know what you meant. To be completely honest, all that's left to do is stand by what we've done.
Right. What we've all made here together.
Well, mostly because you told us to, but sure. You made the bed, and now, lucky us, we all have to sleep in it.
Incredibly reassuring as usual, Mina.
I live to serve. See you on set, boss.
Hey, Kat, the show's gonna start soon. Do you want to come downstairs?
I can't. I'm in mourning.
Oh, stop being so maudlin. Come join me. Come on, your father's making popcorn. You've been in your room all evening. You missed dinner.
I'm not really hungry.
Well, come sit. Is your interview before or after the show?
After.
Aren't you excited? You're going to be on TV.
Whee!
How was school today?
Bad.
Do you want to talk about it?
No.
Are we going to remain monosyllabic for the rest of the night?
Ugh, no. Sorry.
That's all right. Hey, how was Model UN?
Fine. We're still behind because of the break, but we knew that was going to happen, so in a way, we're right on schedule.
That's nice. Hey, your sister called earlier. She's going to be tuning into your show.
It's not my show.
Oh, right, right. You know what I mean. She's taking time out of her busy schedule to watch this for you.
Oh, great. How many puppies will that save from being put down tonight? You know that's mostly what vets do, right? It's just put animals down.
She's just trying to be supportive, Kat.
I know. She texted me. I finally get everyone in my life watching my absolute favorite show at the absolute worst moment.
You've been teasing something huge for days. I mean, you signed a non-disclosure agreement. I personally cannot wait to see what is about to happen.
Okay, but it's not going to mean as much to you because you don't have all the backstory.
Well, you'll just have to fill us in. You want some popcorn, Kit Kat?
I feel like I'm going to be sick.
More for me, then.
Ooh, is Allie coming over?
No, I don't think so.
And up next, a brand new episode of Bloodlines, followed by exclusive Behind the Screams interviews with the creator Warren Young and contest winner Kat Wright. So don't touch that remote. Previously on Bloodlines.
If Callum were weak, I wouldn't be able to see him in your eyes. And you know what I see? I see my brother fighting, and I'm not gonna let him down. Hold on, Callum. Just hold on.
Who's that?
That's Bex. She's the main character. Kind of.
Twin brother getting possessed by a demon not on your bingo card this year?
Who's that?
That's Luther. He's a vampire.
Ah, so our villain.
No. Well, yes, kind of. Just watch.
You think this stupid protection spell will save you? It might. But you know what? It won't save him.
It won't save me.
Who's that?
Dad, you have to stop.
If I would have known you were this easy to surprise, I would have killed you a long time. This should have been a dream come true for you.
Nothing fun about taking a sitting duck out, Bex. I prefer to play with my food. Rah!
In his eyes.
Bex, that wasn't Callum.
No.
Calm down. You've just got a spot of blood on your forehead.
You think you're the best one to handle that?
They call it temptation for a reason, darling.
Callum, I know you can hear me.
Have you told anyone else about the way you ripped him out of his normal, safe life last year?
Callum?
And what about the things he never told you?
You have to know that I love...
God! You two can really go on, can't you?
Callum!
Oh, don't look so surprised, Bex. I did warn you. I prefer to play with my food.
Well, that certainly was bloody.
I liked it. Kind of. I'm personally a pacifist. But then, I'm not a deeply evil possessed vampire. I can see how Luther's decision-making might differ from mine. So, what? Was Callum your favorite character?
No, Luther was.
Luther? The bad guy?
No, that's the point. He wasn't... Yeah, the bad guy.
Hey, all you ghouls, geeks, and scream queens. Welcome back to another episode of Behind the Screams. I'm your host, Jocelyn Mathers, and tonight I am joined by the brilliant mind of Warren Young.
Ugh, barf.
Oh, stop it, Jocelyn. You look lovely tonight, by the way.
Well, thank you, Warren. And how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing great.
That was quite an episode.
I'm glad you thought so.
The Twitterverse is going crazy. I'm sure you've seen that you're already trending.
What?
Oh, to be honest, I try to stay away from all that.
Hashtag Youngblood, is this a joke?
Hashtag? What does that mean?
It means people loved it.
Well, that's a good thing, isn't it?
Well, sure, but...
Kit Kat! Look, Kit Kat! They're talking about you!
Now, I hear you had a visitor on set during filming last month.
We sure did.
And how was that?
It was a real treat. There was nothing quite like getting to meet the minds of tomorrow.
What a load of shit.
Catherine.
Sorry.
And Kat, if you're watching, and I'm sure you are, I hope you enjoyed the episode even more the second time around.
Unbelievable.
Well, isn't that sweet? Now, Warren, you've been writing this show for 5 years. After all that time, you're still able to deliver a twist like this. Tell us, where does your inspiration come from?
That's a great question, Jocelyn. Thank you so much for asking. Writing, real writing, is all about knowing your truth. You know a story is good when you've got all the details tucked away in your brain. Details you'll never even use, but they inform your decisions nonetheless. Like Bex's favorite food, or the fact that Callum broke his arm when he was 8. Good writing is all about knowing your absolute truth and sticking with it. It's about knowing the very core of your characters, knowing their souls, or the lack thereof. If the story is really yours, no one will be able to shake you from fulfilling your character's destinies, whether or not they are a little controversial.
And what about Luther? What's tucked away with him?
Well, the guy's been around over 100 years. Of course, he's got some skeletons. Most of them, you know, being the literal skeletons of the people he's, you know, sucked dry. I think when it comes to Luther, people just have to accept that there are a lot of things they'll never know.
Well, I think you've certainly proved that here tonight. Now, when it comes to...
Hey! I was just starting to get into that.
He's a liar.
Kat, it's all right. You said people loved it, didn't you? You're all right.
He's a huge phony and a fake. He is a spineless, little cowardly, tiny inchworm.
Whoa, Kat.
It was me, okay? I know you think I had nothing to do with the episode, but Warren killed Callum because of me.
Kat, listen to yourself. This idea, it's... well, frankly, it's crazy.
He hated my fanfiction. That's why he chose me, because I said Luther wasn't a villain. I gave him life outside of Warren's stupid narrative, and now he is punishing me for it and dragging down the whole arc with it.
Honey, I know you're stressed with school and applications and Allie, and maybe you're projecting that stress onto the show.
No, I am telling the truth.
So what did Warren do that was so bad? Did he say, hey, I wrote this because of you?
Well, no.
Did he kick you off the lot when filming started?
No, he let me sit in the director's chair and watch the monitor, but only because he knew I would hate it.
Kat.
And then I was supposed to have dinner at his house.
Oh, what? Did he cancel that?
Well, no. He actually sent a limo to pick me up for it, but...
Kat.
You don't believe me?
Here's what I believe. Something clearly happened in L.A., but do I think this TV show written by a man you'd never met before has anything to do with you?
Yes.
No, I do not. But when you're ready to talk about what's really bothering you... we'll be here. But until then, good night.
But...
good night, Kit Kat.
What's really bothering me? Ugh! stupid Warren. How could I even... And why would he? And he's already... And... God, what an ass! Don't believe me. I'll show them. Whatever they've been putting in Warren Young's coffee lately, keep doing it. Hashtag youngblood. R.I.P. Callum, I'll never love another TV character quite like you, but Bex should've known better. Hashtag youngblood. That last scene had me screaming. Luther is an absolute baddie, has me losing my mind. Bring it on and murder me next. Hashtag youngblood. Ugh! Idiots! I can't... This is... Someone has to tell them. Someone.
Hello?
Warren, you son of a bitch. You've done it again, my friend. You really had me on the edge of my seat over here.
Oh, well, I'm glad you liked it.
Liked it? I loved it, devoured it, couldn't get enough. Neither can the fans.
Well, that's great.
And that interview with Jocelyn, icing, baby. Whoever sets that stuff up for you, they are not getting paid enough.
That's you, Brad.
I kid. I should leave the wordsmithing to you, huh? Anyway, did you get the flowers?
I did, thank you.
New viewership record. It's a big day, buddy.
Sure is.
Not only that, but Warren, buddy, are you listening?
I'm listening, Brad.
The Titans of Steel producers watched.
They did?
You better believe it, and they are freaking salivating over you. This is our moment, Warren. If you wait 100 effing years, you will never find a better moment to leap into the unknown. This is kismet.
Brad, it's really flattering.
We are way past flattery, Warren. This is the kind of opportunity that people get into this business for. We keep talking about the ladder, man. This is the next rung. You grab it, and you're a rocket. You're launching into outer space.
That metaphor's a bit mixed.
Yeah, like I said, best to leave the wordsmithing to you, right? But this is great news, Warren. It's time to strike while that iron is hot. And let me tell you, baby, you are hot, hot, hot.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, well, you sound busy. But listen, I'll call when the Rift brothers send over the adoption papers.
Okay.
Hell yeah, that's what I like to hear. My man. All righty, I'll talk to you soon. Ciao.
Knock, knock. Congratulations, Mr. Young. New record and all that.
Yeah. Thank you, Mina.
Sorry, I didn't send flowers.
Could you get them out of here? The smell is giving me a headache.
That might be the hangover, but sure thing, boss.
I didn't drink last night.
Excuse me?
I didn't feel much like a party.
That's never stopped you before.
We did... a good thing, right?
Define good.
We surprised people. Everyone is talking about us. We made people money. We broke our show's previous viewership record. That's all good stuff.
Unequivocally.
Then why do I feel like shit?
Is it because you read Warren What Is It Good For?
I'm sorry?
It's Kat's blog. She posted this last night. It's all about you, and it is... not kind.
Oh, wow. She's really letting me have it, huh?
Yeah. I feel kind of bad for her, though.
Why?
Well, a majority of the fans really enjoyed the show last night, and they're flaying her in the comments.
Oh, my God. We write about monsters murdering each other, but this is some of the most twisted shit I've ever read. Mina, there are death threats in here.
I know. You put a screen in front of someone and it's like they forget there's a human on the other side. They're tearing her apart for not believing in you, but the funny thing is, she's kind of doing exactly what you told her to in your interview last night.
What do you mean?
She's standing by her truth.
Is there anything I can do to help?
think Kat would say you've probably done enough.
I know. I'll tweet it with a message of support.
What?
Yeah, something about how I love my haters. You know, everyone's opinion is valid.
No. I'm not sure that's such a good idea.
And sent.
Mom, I already told you I'm not hungry.
It's me.
Oh, hey. Hi, Allie.
Can I come in?
Yeah, of course.
What is all this?
Didn't you hear? My latest masterpiece.
Oh, yeah, I read that. You really let him have it.
I was mad.
Hell hath no fury like a fan scorned.
Nor an entire fandom, evidently.
Why don't you delete it?
I'm trying this new thing where I just say, fuck it. Not to mention, he tweeted it.
Are you serious?
Oh, yeah. This really picked up a few hours ago since that happened, but I figure, can't ever really delete something from the internet anyway, so I feel like, at this point, it would just feel cowardly. And the last thing I want to do is be anything like that worm, Warren. I was wondering if I could get #wormin trending, but I don't know if that's, like, too convoluted. I don't know. Maybe you could help me?
I actually didn't come over here to talk about Warren.
Oh, right. That's fine. What's up?
I didn't get in.
What?
I didn't get into Tisch. I wasn't good enough.
NYU? But what about your uncle? I thought he was going to put in a call.
I guess it wasn't enough.
Okay. But there are other schools, right?
This was the dream the whole time, and now it's over.
It's not over. You could take a gap year, or what about the other applications? Aren't you still waiting for those to come back?
It doesn't matter. Tisch is the only place I want to go to.
God, I'm sorry, Allie.
Yeah. Thanks.
So, does this mean that we're, you know, okay?
I don't know. I didn't really, I wasn't sure who to tell. I'm not ready to talk to my parents yet, so.
Huh.
What?
Well, I thought you were telling me because I'm your friend. I didn't realize it was just because I'm here.
What do you want me to say, Kat? I'm still hurting. I'm sorry I'm not a robot and I can't just turn my feelings about real life on and off.
I have feelings about real life. I want to move on, Allie. Go back to normal. We have both had terrible weeks and, like, we couldn't even text each other. Do you know how weird that is?
Not everyone has a fantasy world they can just run away to when they feel like shit.
That's not fair.
Fair? How is any of this fair? You didn't even want to go to LA, and yet you're the one being retweeted like a Hollywood writer. Meanwhile, I'm probably going to be stuck in this town for the rest of my life.
See, I knew that contest was never about me. You acted like everything was for my benefit, but I saw you in LA. You would have done whatever it took to get out there, including stealing my work.
Stealing? That's rich.
You broke into my computer.
You told me the password.
Stealing my work and impersonating me to enter a contest.
Which you won.
Which I had no interest in being a part of. Stop acting like you did that for me, Allie. It was always about you.
I knew it. I knew you were still mad about that.
Of course I'm mad. It's ruined everything. Any chance of me just going off and being anyone other than that fangirl is gone. I am going to forever be marked as the fandom freak. And what's worse, anyone who would get it loves the show, and everyone who loves the show hates me.
Unbelievable. I tell you, I didn't get into a college, and you still managed to make the conversation about yourself. Every single conversation we have, it's Warren this, Warren that.
You brought him up!
It's like you're obsessed with him or something! And you know what's hilarious? You run around like you are some pure little thing. But in reality, Kat, you are one of the most selfish people I know. You have been an anchor in my life for years. And you know what else? You're so worried that your precious Luther is turning into a villain, you don't even realize that the real villain of your life is you. You are no better than Warren, Kat. You are every bit as selfish, stubborn, and egotistical. You want to leave all of this shit behind when you go to college? Fine. You can go and leave me with it.
What are you saying?
I'm saying there's a reason you relate to the fucking villain, Kat, and it is not that you are both misunderstood. I've forgiven so much shit over the years, but I am done. It's not worth it anymore. You're not worth it.
I think you should go.
At least you got that right. For what it is worth, I've always liked the fandom freak. That girl was my best friend. But this girl, I don't know her, and I don't want to.
Allie?
Hey, Kat. No, it's me, Warren Young. Creator of Bloodlines. We met...
Go to hell!
This episode was written by Alex Wisenhunt and directed by Marissa Tandon. It featured Lauren Grace Thompson as Kat, Alex Bankier as Warren, Gabrielle Adner as Allie, Megan Carter as Mina, Dallas Seeker as Cameron and Luther, Joe Kearney as Nick, Elizabeth Von Iser as Sharon, Madison Garris as Jocelyn, Casterline Villar as Bex, Torian Brackett as Callum, and Connor Branigan as Brad. Our casting assistant is Kim Roth, and sound design is by Alexander Tandon. Remember, our show doesn't stop after the episode is over. If you want to dive into all of the additional story content online between Kat's accounts and other characters that you haven't heard in the show yet, be sure to visit our website at tandonproductions.com and follow us on social media at That Vamp Show for all of our updates. New episodes are out on Tuesdays.